And in his weekly editorial, Jesuit Father Joseph O'Hare of America magazine takes a look at climate change and the greening of America.
1 year after the release of Al Gore's Academy Award-winning film on climate change, and 2 years after the devastation wrought by Hurricane Katrina, Americans seem finally to have accepted the reality of climate change and the need for greener living. Indeed, while the federal government continues to drag its feet, innovative state and local initiatives, coupled with changing consumer attitudes, are generating the beginnings of a veritable renaissance in environmental practices. No state has received more attention than California, including state-mandated cuts in carbon emissions, a proposed 33% increase in car fuel efficiency by 2009, and plans for a hydrogen fuel network along the Pacific Coast Highway. Yet California is by no means alone. To cut the greenhouse gases emitted by buildings, for instance, the city of Chicago has installed grass on 2 million square feet of roof space. The grass acts as a natural insulation, reducing air conditioning needs in summer and heat loss in winter. Meanwhile, Austin, Texas has set itself the goal of making all of its houses zero energy capable, that is, able to function without drawing energy from the power grid. Salt Lake City, Boston, and New York City all have efforts underway to hybridize their taxis. There is already much to celebrate. We must be ready, however, to assess whether the green solutions offered us by government policy or the market will prepare a sustainable future on the planet or simply pass the problem on to the next generation. This is Father Joseph O'Hare of America Magazine.